Good afternoon and welcome to Pete's and Ranch and the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show as we'll be talking Northwest Athletics for the next hour. Along with Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, softball off to a pretty good start this weekend, competing in the Washburn Invitational. They got a little bit of a late start due to weather, but they're off to a good start. We got some games in yesterday and also for this morning, a good win for them.
Yeah, already taken down Minnesota Crookston today, 5-0. That was a 10 a.m. start. They've got one more today coming up a little bit later on at 2 o'clock this afternoon against Rockhurst. But, boy, you think about the first few weekends of the season, we saw them playing and doing some really good things, but they've really doubled down on that this weekend in that Washburn invite. They have won four of their first five. Of course, chance to take 5 of 6 with Rockhurst coming up today. And so fun to see what Northwest Missouri State softball has been doing. And, again, this has been something that's been building under Coach Tejas now in her fourth season with the program. So exciting. Hopefully they keep that on rolling. And, boy, a fun start here for the spring season.
And Bearcat Baseball was able to get onto the field and get some games in down south in Joplin. Not quite the outcome they would like, going 0-3 against the number 13 ranked team in the nation, Missouri Southern. But we're talking to Tony Jander just a little bit ago, and we'll have him on in the show here in just a bit as well. But perhaps score's not quite indicative of the way that entire weekend went. They had an opportunity, a tough 12-inning loss in that first game. But, again, showing some signs, again, not necessarily in the win-loss column, but some signs of some positive growth with that team.
Yeah, and, you know, Missouri Southern, right, 13th in the country, high expectations for that group coming in, and that's a group that's been playing together and listen to that one voice for quite a while. So Coach Janet, of course, taking over at Northwest Missouri State and trying to get his guys to play his way. And you mentioned that 12-inning loss. Ryan Williams, an All-American from a year ago, had a big go-ahead 3-RBI double in that baseball game to put Northwest in front. Just couldn't hang on to the lead. Ended up losing 6-5. And another close one in game two that day on Sunday. So it's kind of tough to see the three-game sweep, but the Bearcats a chance to get back home for the first time. Despite the snow, the cold weather we've had the last few weeks, Coach Jander believes things are going to get cleared up and they'll be able to play Friday and Saturday against Concordia St. Paul. So a great chance for Northwest Missouri State fans to come out, get a glimpse of this Bearcat baseball team, because, again, they're still battling. The win-loss record's not what they want right now, but I think you're going to see a lot of fun things.
What a difference a week makes. If we were sitting here last week on the show, as something like, 7 below, I believe, and you wouldn't have thought that coming this week, got a chance to get some nice weather in and some baseball in.
I mean, it is kind of crazy to think about an 80-degree difference, honestly, from where we were at and how miserable it was. But, boy, it is great to see the sun out there shining and to be able to have some of these opportunities for baseball to get outside. Softball will be home before long. We're a couple more meets left for indoor track and field, but we're going to have the outdoor season starting up before long. Get to see those runners out and about, too. So it is fun. We're trending in that direction. And, of course, we haven't seen tennis at home just yet, but Coach Rosie and company are going to be doing some big things throughout the spring, too.
Indoor track and field had a big weekend as far as a couple different sites that they were competing in, and some great performances there as they get ready for the MIAA indoor meet coming up this weekend.
A few runners going down to the Arkansas qualifier. That's hosted by the Arkansas Razorbacks down in Fayetteville, and one of the big performers coming from that one, Riley Witt, a junior runner. We had him on a couple weeks ago. He set the school's record in the mile run a couple weeks back. I believe he ran at about 4:04. Well, he cut it down to 4:02 this weekend down in Arkansas. So it's kind of mind-blowing to run a 4:02 mile, but also to double down on what he already did. So big performance there from Riley Witt on Friday. Then on Saturday, the last chance meet hosted by Northwest Missouri State. Some really good marks all around for the Bearcats, but a couple of those coming from that. Drew Adkins with the provisional mark in the 3,000-meter run. This shaved off 4 seconds from Grant Bradley's school record in the 3,000, 7 minutes, 55 seconds. The only problem for Drew is Grant undercut his old record and Drew by running it in 7 minutes and 53 seconds. So really some good times all around. And, of course, the Bearcats now getting set for the MIAA Indoor Track and Field Championships. Those will be going on this weekend, Friday through Sunday, at the Hughes Fieldhouse. So not only is it big because we think that Northwest has a chance to pick up a lot of event wins and I think be pretty high in the final standings, both on the women's and men's side. We'll hear from Coach Masters coming up. But this is a big deal for Northwest to host this and to have all these folks coming in and having fans and families coming in and a good chance to boost that Maryville economy this weekend, too. So that MIAA championship, that's a big deal.
You know, you talk about, excuse me, boosting the economy. You look at this entire week, you've got baseball home this weekend. Also, men's and women's basketball with games on Saturday as well. So it's going to be a busy area for athletics this upcoming weekend.
Oh, this is if you want to get out and see some great athletics, but also see a lot of good influx into Maryville for some outsiders, this will be a good weekend for it with, as you mentioned, baseball, basketball, and the MIAA track and field events going on here this weekend. So have a little grace for our visitors coming into town, but get out there and enjoy the sunshine for some baseball, but also heading into Hughes Fieldhouse and Bearcat Arena.
As far as basketball goes, the women went 1-1 this past weekend on the trip down to Oklahoma and Arkansas. But on the men's side, two wins as they come up and defeat a Northeastern State team on Thursday night, then follow that up with a win Saturday afternoon against Arkansas Fort Smith.
That's a heck of a weekend there for the Northwest men. The Bearcat women, of course, would have loved to come away with a couple victories there, but they are still within the MIAA tournament seeding right now, ninth in the KPI standings. And, of course, Newman and Emporia State coming up this weekend here at home, so a chance to really solidify that and finish that resume off to get into the conference tournament. But you think about this men's basketball team and some work to be done to be able to reach Kansas City, and we'll have to see how that plays out. But it really feels like they are playing some of their best basketball as we're coming down the stretch. And you think about that win over Northeastern State especially, who had been playing some really good basketball, especially at home, and for Northwest to come out there, answer them blow for blow, and then be able to pull away in those final 4 minutes, a 12-2 run that the Bearcats had. A really fun game overall. Two different players getting double-doubles, the first time since the 2021 championship game. So, again, these guys are playing tough defense. They're crashing the boards, also knocking down some shots. So it's a lot of fun this weekend. Nice to welcome Arkansas Fort Smith in to the league with a loss. And so we'll see what the Bearcats can do again. Couple of winnable games coming up, Newman and Emporia at home.
And again, it's Newman Thursday night and Emporia on Saturday afternoon. That Emporia State men's team playing a lot better basketball than the first time around. Northwest had a win there in Emporia, Kansas. But again, they have been putting together some wins, although their last loss coming to Newman this past Saturday. But overall, that's going to be a fun matchup on Saturday.
It really is. And, you know, we look at how Northwest opened up league play with their second game being against Emporia State. Coach Keeley versus Coach Builder, two guys new to the MIAA, and he kind of thought once you reach this point, these teams would look different. And I think you're seeing that right now. Veteran coaches having their teams playing their best near the end of the season.
Again, we are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch on the KXCV, KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're back. We've got more coming up right after this.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV-KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and Altar and Home. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch. Time now to talk baseball. Tony Jandrin, the head coach of the Northwest baseball team, with us, along with player off his squad and Ryan Williams. And Tony, coming off a trip down south to face Missouri Southern, a chance to get outside, get some baseball in, three losses. But overall, I've talked to you a little bit earlier. You mentioned that probably the games weren't quite as, the scores-wise anyway, not quite indicative of the way those games went for you.
Yeah, you know, the first two are pretty competitive on our end. Obviously, that first one up for grabs, and competitive within that second game. And shoot, that third game, we just start the first two innings with bases loaded, just didn't capitalize. But I think what we're doing is seeing us do it in stretches, and now it's can we put it together in a complete game. Obviously, you know, tough road opponent at their place, a nationally recognized team and a well-coached team. So a lot of respect for them, but that's what we're hunting. That's what we're trying to narrow down, that gap, and we're going to continue to progress that way. There's no doubt in my mind, but these are good learning opportunities for us nonetheless.
And again, it's relatively early in the season here, but what's been some of the areas that you've really liked as far as the progression you've seen out of this team?
Well, I think we had 13 days off with some of the weather conflicts and some cancellations, but the pitching staff, now the numbers, you know, they're high. Too many runs at the end of the day. However, the competitiveness, the mindset, there was strides there, and that I was pleased with. And then, like I said, from the offensive side, there's glimpses. We're getting guys on base. You see our offense go, and then it just gets stagnant at times. So we just got to build and work through that. But everything we're doing here, we're focused internally in the process and trying to just chip away again better.
And you know, we mentioned at the start that Ryan Williams is with us, and he had a pretty good game in that first contest for you, didn't he?
Yeah, for sure. He's just been a tough out for us, and that's what we expect from a senior guy that's been through the ringer. He goes out and leads by example day in and day out, and we love to have him, and he's going to be stepping up in more of that leadership role for us and help push these guys in the butt a little bit and get them in gear, because it's there. And these we got a lot of seniors, a lot of guys that care. They're extremely coachable, and they're really fun to coach.
And Ryan, just to bring you into the show here, coming into this week, .372 average, 15 RBIs overall. On your start to this year, what's been some of the big keys that you've seen with the way you've started this season?
Really just sticking with what we've worked on throughout the fall and the winter, really looking for those good pitches to hit, not missing those, and then laying off those ones that are those pitches that probably not going to do much with them. So just that decision-making process at the plate has really helped, and then just being on time for those ones you can hit.
Hey, coming in, a preseason All-American pick, what does that mean for you?
Really nothing. I mean, it's preseason. I haven't done anything this year to earn that. So just a blank slate this season. I mean, started off decent, so hopefully just keep improving and getting better.
Looking at the box scores here, too, a coach seems to have confidence in you as far as some different spots on the field, catching, a little bit of left field, a little right field as well. Where do you prefer on the defensive side?
I'll play anywhere. I mean, I like catching. I like playing outfield. I just like, you know, being with the guys out there and helping the team win. So catching, I mean, it keeps me in the game every single pitch, so that's fun, but sometimes it's nice to get a break from that and then head to the outfield and make some plays out there.
Hey, you know, Coach, when you look at the roster, it looks like you've got a few guys just like Ryan who it really doesn't matter where they're at. As long as they're in the lineup, they just want to play.
Yeah, good ball players, and the versatility is a coach's dream, obviously. Some plug and play there. And it opens up opportunities, too, to switch some things in the lineup and create some different energy and flow the offense. So, for sure, that versatility goes a long ways, and quite frankly, that's how we're trying to recruit, too. We want just good athletes that are ball players.
Ryan, you come to Northwest from Liberty High School, and it just seems like there's been a lot of athletes, not only baseball, but you look at the other sports that have funneled into Northwest Missouri State and have had a lot of success. What is it about the Liberty School District, Liberty Athletics, that produces such good athletes?
I think it's just the connections between the athletes all at Liberty. I think, you know, guys talk highly of Northwest, so whenever you ask those older guys, like, hey, what do you like about Northwest, they have so many good things to say, and I think just that's kind of why Liberty's fed into Northwest a lot in all sports.
Yeah, it just seems like a lot of success in the high school program there with them wins and losses down there, too.
Yeah, a lot of good coaches. Cahill's a really good athletic director, so they really know what they're doing, have really nice facilities. I've actually been back to work out at the baseball field a few times, and it looks a lot different than when I was there. New turf field, scoreboard, but it's nice to see that 2021 state championship banner there, so it was nice to see.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Another thing that stands out when I look at your bio, an academic All-American as well, and one of the things that really amazes me about athletics, especially baseball in particular, be able to keep that GPA up with the amount of travel you have during the week a lot of times during the baseball season too. That it's just, imagine that is something that's hard to do, but it looks like that's something you pride yourself in.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, is actually with being able to get into online classes in the spring has really helped me, because we have a lot of time on the road in our travel vans and in the hotels to be able to get some work done. So just staying on top of that and having a good relationship with all my professors has really helped. I have great relationships with all my professors in the accounting department, so they always work with me, and it's made it a lot easier for me since they understand my schedule and help me work with it.
What about accounting? Was it that made you decide that that's what you wanted your major to be?
I like to think I'm pretty organized, and I've always been good with numbers. So I just, my parents told me, hey, the strongest business degree you can get is accounting. So that's what I went with, and it's, I've done pretty well with it.
Well, there's a lot of math in baseball. Again, keeping up with your batting average and all kinds of things, that kind of play a factor in that as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun to look at the stats, but it, I really try not to look at any of our stats during the season because you're not really worried about the outcomes. You just want to do what we preach and hope for the best. But I do like analyzing, you know, other teams and guys in the big leagues and things like that.
Coach, you've got the home game coming up, series coming up this week with Concordia St. Paul, and again, about a week ago, it might have looked like that would be tough to get in, but it looks like things are looking good to get in that series this weekend.
Yeah, met with Grounds and our athletic director, Andy Peterson, this morning on that, and sounds really promising for sure. Friday, Saturday, we've got to work out some details, let the next 24, 36 hours pan out to see how that field takes it, but crazy to sit here today after last week and say there's a chance, and there's a real chance for that. So I'm excited. We have so many seniors on this team. They deserve to play at home, and we're going to do everything we can to get them here.
And you look at this, kind of a break in the conference schedule. Opened up this past weekend, Missouri Southern in the conference race, but got Concordia St. Paul coming in. And then after that, I think, what, next Tuesday, a trip to Western Illinois.
Yep, it's just a great challenge for us to go play a Division I program, and you know, if we want to be where we want to be as this program, as we start to build here in the right direction, those are teams that we want to go and compete with and show that we can beat those teams. So I was excited to get those guys on the schedule, but we got to take care of work here today and in the next couple of days and get us prepared to play a good caliber team in St. Paul. And they had all their returners back on the mound. They got four returning hitters back, one being an All-American. So it's a great matchup. I'm excited for it, and it's exactly what we need after that 13-day off from baseball games, and we're due for it, and we're excited for it.
When you look at this point of the season, how much do you scout Concordia St. Paul? Obviously you do scouting on that, but how much is it important just to go out and make the improvements and do what you do on your side?
Yeah,
as much as
the scouting side obviously falls a lot on the coach's shoulders and making sure we know that report inside and out, and there's a lot of detail that goes into that. It's how much do you relay to the guys, because they do need to go play and they do need to focus on our style of baseball, and that is probably as important as it has ever been in our program to this point this weekend, to go showcase that, and they're ready for that. They understand that. We just got to go out there and execute.
You know, one thing, when you talk about your style of baseball, that stands out on the positive side here too, on the bases of 16 attempts and 15 stolen bases so far.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously we want to be high percentage there. We shoot for around 85% on the bases, and we just try to take advantage of opportunity. When they give it to us, we want to capitalize on that, and we just feel like we're designed to do that if the game, you know, gives it to us, and that's the way we want to play.
One final note with the Concordia St. Paul coming up, as far as the schedule looks, how's that look as far as getting the games in, as far as days and times here coming up?
So we got to look at game starts. We're looking at a doubleheader on Friday, single on Saturday. I would expect an earlier start on Friday, probably around 10:30, 11, with the back end game being around 2:30 or so, and then that Saturday game around 1. So obviously some of that's up in the air here as we play out the weather the next 24, 36 hours, but just exciting to get that, to get these games in here.
Yeah, it looks like weather-wise it should be a great time for fans to come out and take in some Bearcat baseball.
Absolutely. Come check out our new brand and our product here. We're working towards getting this thing right, and would love the support.
All right, Tony, thanks a lot for being with us. And Ryan, it's been great to have you on the show as well.
Thank you.
Again, we've been talking with Bearcat baseball coach Tony Jandron along with player off his squad Ryan Williams. We'll be back. We've got more coming up right after this.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports the Bearcats. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com or at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Time now to talk tennis. And we're talking it without the head coach of the Bearcat men's tennis team, Mark Rosewell. He's got a previous commitment here, but that means his new assistant and a former player, Mason Meyer, gets to step in and join us on the show, along with a couple players off his squad, and Carol Oliveira, and along with Vinny Rodriguez. And first of all, Mason making the transition from a player in the Bearcat program to this year being an assistant coach. How's that gone for you?
It's great. You know, I'm grateful for the opportunity. You know, thankful that Andy and Coach Rosie gave me a chance to be the assistant coach. It's something that I wanted to do when I first came back here. When I was playing, it was always in the back of my mind, and just grateful for the opportunity. I think we're going to do great things here.
I know there was some hope that you might be able to get one more year of eligibility in, but unfortunately that didn't come around. But you still have an opportunity to have an impact on this program.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely, you know, was hoping that I would be able to play, but I knew that this could happen as well, and I'm excited. It's still, you know, I still get those nerves going into the matches, and, you know, it's just as important coaching as it is playing.
And an opportunity where you can still play, where you can get out there and kind of rally with them and try to keep your game up for maybe some summer tournaments and things, but opportunity to help out that way as well in practice.
Yeah, I'm always hitting with the guys, and now that we're outside more, we're able to hit a lot more. But, you know, I'm playing with all the guys outside of practice, playing matches, practice sets against all of them, and I think that's going to help out the team as well. And, yeah, I think it's going to be good.
And, Carol, I know that you went through the last season playing number one with an injury there and just really kind of gutted it all the way through the end. But so far you had some, surgery in the off season, trying to work to get back to where you can play this year, and still haven't had a chance to get on to the courts yet. But just kind of talk about your comeback and what you're looking for this year.
Yeah, I mean, last year I had an injury like mid-season. During summer I got a surgery, and now I'm trying to get back. It's a little rough because right on the hip, we use it all the time. It's complicated, but I've been doing everything I can, rehab, doctors and all, trying to get as fast as I can. But so far I'm still waiting on some stuff, but I hope to be back as soon as I can.
And I would imagine that even though you're not on the court right now, again, coming in as an experienced player off of this squad, a chance to help out some of the younger players that are coming in and let them know what's expected. Imagine that's a role that you've been playing here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always on the court, like, trying to coach, trying to help them, giving some advice, and, like, helping coach as much as I can off the court and inside of the court as well. Even though I'm not playing, I'm still trying to be as involved as possible. So I'm just trying to give them every advice that I think, when it helped me, that it could help them as well.
And, Vinny, your men's team off to a good start right now. A couple of wins over William Jewell, and then an exciting one against Augustana. You had that three-set match at number four singles that put you over the top in that win. Just talk about that matchup.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great start for the men's team. We had some good matches to start. Not so good in the doubles, but singles-wise, we were really strong. Yeah, a match against Augustana is really special for me. I mean, playing on the clinch, everyone is watching. This is down just to you, and you're able to pull through. You see the guys coming, running to you. It's a pretty special moment, and well, it's a really good win, conference win. It's right at the start of the season, so just happy about it, yeah.
Chance to go up to Augustana, unfortunately, on the women's side. Just couldn't quite get it done there, but Mason, just kind of talk about that women's match and how that turned out up at Augustana.
Yeah, the women's match, you know, they were going up against the 17th team in the country, so that Augustana women's team is really good, so it was an early test for them. Doubles match, doubles point was really close, came down to number one doubles. They came out really close in a tiebreak and was able to pull it out. And then singles, I was really close in all the matches. We were down 3-1. Our number six singles player, or five singles, Anne from Brazil, she was playing, and she lost a third set breaker after winning the second set 6-1. And we were going to play out the full third set, but Augustana had, they basically lost all the courts at a specific time. They thought they would have it later, so they had to push that third set to a 10-point breaker, and that changes everything. So I think if we had a full third and had the momentum to win that third set, and then things would have changed. And the other three matches for the women's, they all were winning, like, pretty easily. Yeah. So we could have easily won that match 4-3. But unfortunately, 4-1 loss. But it was really close, and we're definitely going to play Augustana, like, later in the season as well, and I think we'll beat them.
Yeah, Bert, Carol, you can talk about this as well when you talk about Augustana. It seems like that's becoming a little bit of a rivalry between the two schools there.
Yeah, I mean, they've been getting better every year. I know that my freshman year they beat us pretty easy, like 6-1. And then 2 years in a row we beat them. We were better than them. Last year we beat them twice. So, like, we showed them that we were the best, like, not once, twice. But then this year, they came back stronger. They were, like, they wanted to beat us after losing two times. So, I mean, they came with all. They have good players. Like, they play good indoors. That's where they like to play. Normally, we play them outdoors, so that gives us a little bit of advantage. But, I mean, it was close. Like Mason said, a third set could have changed everything. But still, they play really good. And I think, like, now, playing more matches, they're going to get more rhythm and then playing better, like, throughout the season. And
now, one thing, too, Carol and Benny, both here, coming from Brazil, again, the tennis teams, a lot of different backgrounds for all the players coming in, but, too, you have a little bit in common there, both coming from Brazil.
Yeah, we knew each other from juniors tournaments. We also came from the same agent. I was here before a semester, kind of recommended Carol to coach. So I still have that move up my sleeve, you know. yeah, it's just great that we're both here from the same background. We get along pretty well as well, so that's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to have someone that speaks the same language, is from the same, like, place as you, that you can talk and kind of, like, relate to each other. And like Vinny said, we knew each other from tournaments. Like, we play, we have the same age, so we play the same time. So pretty much it's fun and good to have him.
Now, we had mentioned as well that Mark Rosewell, the head coach, is away at another speaking engagement. So let's kind of give you guys an opportunity here to maybe tell some stories on Mark. You got anything that folks need to know about Mark Rosewell?
Who wants to go? No, I mean, all good things. You know, he's a great coach, does everything super professional, and he organizes things really well, gives great pre-match speeches, post-match speeches, and he's just a great coach. I mean, there's really nothing bad that I can think about.
I mean, you know, just some basic things that they might not know. Whenever we go to travel, we always need to buy him a Diet Dr. Pepper.
There we go.
That's something that people might not know, but that's the only thing he drinks. He only always has one bottle of him next to on the bench on the courts watching us. But yeah, overall, he's just a great coach. If you hear one of his speeches, sometimes he gets you pretty pumped up for the match.
Yeah, and one more thing about him, I just want to shout out to Coach. He can drive all day, all night. Doesn't matter how long he's going. He can drive from Florida to California or whatever it is, he can go all day.
No bathroom breaks as well.
Oh. Yeah.
that's going to be a little rough for everybody else.
Yeah.
The one thing that I'm surprised that he didn't take in consideration this week is he's missing the ice cream machine here. I know that's a favorite.
Yeah. I was going to mention the ice cream when you asked for a funny story. I was going to say Pizza Ranch ice cream is the one thing that he doesn't forget to mention to anyone that is coming.
One final note, you got a road trip coming up this weekend, Friday down and Saturday in Springfield. You face Maryville University out of St. Louis on Friday, and then Drury, always traditionally a tough team there. Of course, in the past been led by a former Bearcat down there at Drury. Just kind of talk about, Mason, the matchups coming up this weekend for the teams.
Yeah, so we got a lot of matches this weekend. We really need it. We only have two matches so far, so got three this weekend. It's going to be really good for all the players to get in that match experience that we need. So we got Maryville on Friday in Springfield, and then we have Drury Saturday in Springfield, and then we drive to St. Louis, and we have Midwestern State.
Missouri-St. Louis.
My bad. On Sunday. Yep. Yeah. So those will all be three really good matches, and I'm looking forward to those matches. I think we can pull out three wins this weekend.
All right. Well, it sounds great. Again, Benny Carroll, Mason, great to have you with us here on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Again, we appreciate are it. On the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We got more coming up right after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast Stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back into the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're talking Northwest Missouri State women's basketball now. The Bearcats getting set for their final two regular season games, both at home, coming up against Newman Thursday and Emporia State Saturday. We've got head coach Austin Meyer with us. And Coach Meyer, it feels like it was just the other day. You're in St. Joseph opening up the season. Now we're kind of rounding things out. What is this like going through a 3-4 month span before heading into the MIAA tournament of seeing the growth, seeing the adversity, the successes, and kind of getting to this point knowing that your team capable of making a push here and doing some fun things in March?
Yeah, I mean, it's always – the season's a grind, you know, when you look at from when you start in early September with your preseasons, even sometimes late August. So trying to figure out that balance now of, you know, how hard we're going in practice versus, you know, making sure we're fresh. But I think we're a team that we've continued to grow. It may not always show it in a win-loss standpoint. You know, our biggest issue has been just consistency offensively, and that's something as a coach it's hard because the kids aren't trying to miss easy baskets. The kids aren't trying to miss open shots. So you try to control the things you can control. You try to coach those things. Are we getting really good shots, which we do? Are we taking care of the basketball? I think we're top three in the country in fewest turnovers. Are we defending? You know, we held Fort Smith, I think, 20 points under their average. We held Pitt 20 points under their average. So, I mean, we're doing all those kind of controllable things. It's just for us, you know, obviously we're right around 500 here. And we've had – the reality is we've had one playmaker, consistent offensive player this year, and that's CK. And outside of that, we just haven't. Just haven't gotten much. Obviously, CK Lindsay shooting, you know, good percentage from three, and you only got two kids on the roster doing that. And then you look at our efficiency numbers overall. It's just we've been pretty poor, but you know, overall, love our kids, the attitudes, how they come to work every day, great teammates, all those things. So we just got to keep pushing, and you hope we've shown glimpses of where we can make shots and make some plays and do those things, and hopefully. We can flip a switch here at some point from an offensive standpoint and move forward. But you look at those two games over the weekend, you know, we defended really well in both games. And Fort Smith, who's, you know, fifth place in the league right now, and you go 18 of 62 from the field, 6 of 27 from three, and it's a one-possession game in the last 2 minutes of that game. So, it's tough because you're always, everything's a fight. You got to have zero breakdowns. You know, our margin for error, we've talked about all year, is so small that when the ball goes in more, you can make more of those other mistakes. So hopefully we can continue to do what we've done defensively and take care of the ball and make some more shots and put a run on here.
Try to battle through some of the inconsistencies offensively, but it does feel like Sadie Moss is one that has really come on strong as the season's gone along. 15 points against Arkansas Fort Smith. What has set her apart from getting some minutes and playing well the first few weeks, and all of a sudden these last few heading toward March, she looks like a different player?
Yeah, I want to talk about the inefficiency. That's kind of more at our guard position, but because she's I think over 60% right now from the field, so it's trying to find ways for a kid like that to shoot it more, you know, let's shoot that thing down to 55 or whatever, where we've gotten her the ball more. Obviously, her minutes have gone up, probably should have went up earlier in the year. But as a freshman, adjusting to defending post players versus defending guards and what that does with our ball screen coverages and those type of things. But she's been really good. She can guard multiple positions. She finishes around the basket. She's got a high motor. I mean, that's the thing moving forward in our program. Like, she's going to be awesome just because she comes to work every day. There's no outside. She doesn't get in her head or anything like that. She just goes really hard. And the motor thing is hard to find in kids, just where, and by motor, I play really hard, always going full speed. There's an athleticism element to motor too. And she has those things. So yeah, we're really excited about her. And then when we play her with Kelsey, you know, Kelsey has had her struggles finishing around the basket, things like that. But, you know, in that game, I think back on Saturday, Kelsey played really good post defense, had 12 rebounds, allows Sadie to play, maybe get a smaller defender on her, allows Sadie to get some more offensive rebounds and get us extra possessions. So, you know, we've been pretty good with those two at the 4 and 5.
We're talking Bearcat women's basketball with head coach Austin Meyer, 13-14 on the season, 6-11 in the MIAA. Currently ninth right now in the MIAA KPI standings, so it'll be the ninth seed heading into the MIAA tournament. The way we've seen this team play, it is a matter of just get in, because you can play with anybody in the league right now. Is there something to getting some momentum with Newman and Emporia State this weekend?
Yeah. I think, yeah, to your point, we can play with anybody. I think we've shown that we can make it a game with the best, and we can make it a game with somebody down towards the bottom. It's just we've had to adjust our style a little bit. You know, we tried to play a little bit faster. We talked a lot about playing fast last year, but we ended up not really playing that fast. It's just we talked about it a lot early. But we've had to adjust to making sure we're grinding it out. You know, a lot of these teams, the Pitt States, the Hayes, the Westerns, I mean, it is what it is. They're just more talented than us. So you got to minimize possessions, slow the game down, take care of the basketball, make them guard you, defend, and then we got to have the ball in CK's hands. And there's times late in the games right now where it's like, CK, don't pass it. You know, you're trying to pass it too much. We have to have you scoring because we just don't have a ton of threats out there. So we need her to you know, sometimes an average shot for her is a really good shot for our team. Hopefully – you know, we can get some things going against Newman and Emporia and build some momentum and build some confidence. Because we talked to our team about the confidence thing. I mean, they got to have the confidence in themselves. You know, that's what it comes down to. You know, as a staff, we talk about we're confident in them. But at the end of the day, they got to be confident in themselves. But, Newman is a team that, you know, in the standings right now on the road. I mean, you can look it up. They struggle on the road. And we feel like there's some matchups there that we can go after. And hopefully have a good week here. You know, Emporia is a game that we feel like, looking back, was one that we kind of let go at their place. Now, they played well. They made shots. But, if we can go get these two and feel good about the last week and get into that conference tournament, and anything can happen.
Northwest back home this week, Thursday against Newman, Saturday against Emporia State. Coach Meyer, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again on Thursday.
All right, thanks, Matt.
Northwest head coach Austin Meyer with us. We'll take a break. Back with more on the Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back out at Pizza Ranch for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, talking Northwest Missouri State Golf. We are getting the season underway this upcoming Monday and Tuesday, the Diffie Ford Lincoln Invitational down in Edmond, Oklahoma. We're joined by head coach Lathan Croy, also senior Paige Hoffman. Coach, the weather finally turning at just the right time. You mentioned before we got on a chance for you guys to get outside and play a little bit at Mozingo this afternoon. But how exciting is it for you right now to dive back in knowing you're less than a week out from getting things rolling?
Oh, just super excited. It's felt like it's been a long time coming. It's been a rough winter, a lot of swings made inside, and they've been working really hard. We're blessed with facilities that allow us to practice inside. It's such a huge field house and our simulator on campus, as well as the simulators out at Mozingo. So, you know, even though the weather's not been great, we've still been able to get a lot of work in, but they're excited to hit off grass. I can tell you that.
Anything to keep a swing alive, but I'm sure, yeah, being able to feel the sun when you're swinging is going to be pretty nice. You think about the fall season. You play some tough courses, but you finish second as a team in three of the six. You have five top 10 individual finishes, two individual wins, one each for Paige and for Madeline there. It feels like this group has a chance to really take off this spring.
Yeah. They put together an incredible fall season and worked really hard throughout the winter. And you know, the goal is to make it to the regional. And that's a year-long thing. The fall season factors in as well as the spring. They did what they needed to do in the fall to put themselves in a position to make it happen in the spring. And now it's just kind of, you know, the time's here, and let's see where the chips fall.
Paige, what do you feel like might have been the tipping point there as you go through the fall? Because we've seen since you arrived on campus, you've done a lot of spectacular things individually, and at times the team shows glimpses, but it really kind of put together as that fall season went along. What do you think's been the tipping point, and how do you carry that on?
Yeah, last fall was really exciting for us as a team. I know Maddie and I were really excited last fall that we actually synced up at some tournaments. I think that was our struggle with the prior season, which was her first year, is we would play good at different times. So having the two of us kind of lead in that way was exciting. And then we just had some great support come in from the freshman class. And Kayla continued to be a solid force as she's a junior. But their just excitement and fresh to college really kickstarted us into the fall.
Well, Coach, to have a couple of your top two be so good, like, hey, go out and Paige Madeline can win any tournament. Do you talk to the underclassmen about, don't worry about trying to finish first? It's a team effort of just pull the weight you can. That's going to bring everybody along at the end of the day.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, golf's a team sport that is just extremely individualistic. So, you know, they've got to play their own game, and, you know, every stroke counts. I mean, a lot of these things, team, you know, finishes and stuff like that come down to one or two strokes in a matter of 36 holes. You know, we're talking 580 total golf strokes in a team game, and one can make a difference. So, you know, every two-footer counts, every one-footer counts all the way through the lineup, and they know that, and they've done a really good job of keeping a really calm mental slate throughout rounds. You know, no matter, you're going to face adversity, but they do a great job of, you know, just staying focused and taking it one shot at a time.
Talking Northwest Missouri State Golf, we've got head coach Lathan Croy with us, also senior Paige Hoffman. Paige, you're a two-time All-MIAA performer, the only All-Region performer in program history, Northwest records for the lowest scores through 18 and 36 holes. When you think about what you've accomplished at Northwest, and I don't know if you've kind of thought the big picture and beyond too, but like, how much goes into what you want your legacy to be and where you end up as far as some of the all-time greats at Northwest Missouri State, because you have put together some incredible numbers so far?
Yeah, it all starts with a basis of gratitude. Obviously, I didn't start at Northwest. I started at the University of South Dakota and came here after really hating golf and kind of questioning what I even wanted to do with it in the future, and just thought, I'll try a year at Northwest, and if that doesn't go well, I'm probably going to hang it all up. So all those accolades that you just listed off are really thanks to Lathan and him getting me back into loving the game of golf. And that's kind of what I want my legacy to be. The accolades and the records are great, but I just want people to remember me as someone who really found a passion for the game and a love for the game and just enjoyed it. Because the records will fade eventually. I hope someone comes in and beats them. I hope this team gets even better after Maddie and I leave. But I just hope that people can remember the fun spirit and the joy that I carried when I played golf here.
And not throwing shade towards South Dakota, but was it just too businesslike there when you're going into it that kind of brings the hate, or is it a matter of just being too hard on yourself personally?
It was a mix of factors for sure. Division I golf is just a grind, and not that it isn't at all levels. I think we have something special here at Northwest where it is a grind and we do work really hard, but Coach does a good job of balancing the hard work with fun, and that just wasn't happening for me at South Dakota. And I've always been very honest with myself that my competitive golf mostly ends at college, and it's just too short of a time to hate it so much. So I came here and found the best mix of fun and competition that I could find.
Coach, when you kind of go through and recruit or even get a player in that maybe is kind of on their last leg of golf like Paige was and kind of bring them back around, do you kind of go into it with that mindset of we're playing a game, let's just go out and enjoy ourselves? How do you kind of balance the competitive side with actually enjoying what you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, truth be told, you know, there's probably a 99% chance that competitive careers end at this level, you know, when they walk off the collegiate golf course for the last time. So our goal is to put forward the best product we can for Northwest Missouri State, have the most fun we can possibly have, and go out and compete every single day. And so that's kind of the culture we've built, and that's, you know, what we kind of pride ourselves on. I think other teams look at us at tournaments, and, you know, we're putting great scores together, and they're also like, man, they look like they're having a great time there. And it's just a really special atmosphere, and it's one that's, you know, for me, myself, it's extremely enjoyable to be around, and it makes me so, so ecstatic to hear that it's just as much fun for them.
Bearcat Golf coming off a terrific fall, now rolling into the spring season. That opens up in Edmond, Oklahoma, this upcoming Monday and Tuesday. Paige, we also want to bring up, too, earlier this month, named the Director of Development at the Iowa Golf Association, something serving part-time now, a full-time role coming up a little bit later on. But tell us about how you got involved with the Iowa Golf Association, but then also how the position came around, too.
Yeah, my time with the Iowa Golf Association is kind of a long story. Kind of grew up with golf in Iowa, and they're a constant force. I was fortunate to win some Junior Player of the Years and a Women's AM title in 2019 through them. So that's kind of how I got affiliated with them. Then I've interned with them the last two summers, and I've really enjoyed that. And that's transitioned into a full-time job. Actually, the first summer I interned with them was after my first year here, so I've always told Lathan I wouldn't be even doing the job that I'm doing now if it weren't for him too, because if I would have hung up golf, I wouldn't want to work in it. So I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to serve golf from the other side once I'm done competing.
That's pretty special. You get to carry on, but also Lathan, that is a pretty good feather in your recruiting cap to say, I kind of brought her around and now she's working full-time in it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know, I tell her all the time, we're going to host tournaments at Mazingo, you know, the Midwest Classic, and she's going to get a call from me to come be a rules official or something like that. There is no one that I've met in person that knows the rules of golf quite like Paige Hoffman. A lot of road trips we spent driving somewhere, you know, I'd look in the rearview mirror and she'd have her USGA rule book there studying away, reading away. So she's always one to ask questions about the most unusual rule circumstances you can possibly find yourselves in, but she's always got the answer too. So it's just been so fun to watch her grow and develop, not only as a golfer, but as a human in her time at Northwest.
I mean, who needs the radio on a road trip when you've got questions like that, right?
Exactly. You know, you couldn't even imagine some of the questions we get from her on the golf course.
The Northwest spring golf season getting underway this upcoming week. Coach Paige, thanks for the time. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Northwest Missouri State head coach Lathan Croy with us. Also senior Paige Hoffman, the Bearcats down in Edmond, Oklahoma next Monday and Tuesday. We'll take a break. Back with more on KXCV, KRNW.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Millen Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon. Millen Dinsdale is proud to have former Bearcat offensive lineman Tanner Owen on the team as a crop specialist. To contact Tanner, Aaron, or the rest of the crew, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at NVB.com. Member FDIC.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Northwest Missouri State Indoor Track and Field getting set for the MIAA Championships at home this upcoming week. We are joined by Northwest Missouri State head coach Brandon Masters. Also a pair of runners from the men's team, junior Drew Atkins and a senior in Grant Bradley. Guys, appreciate coming on and talking with us. And coach, heading into obviously MIAAs, the national championships beyond that, but really kind of closing out the regular season meets, if you will, strong. The Arkansas qualifier on Friday, and then, of course, the last chance meet for Northwest on Saturday. What are your takeaways as you see some really good times put up as we kind of head through that final weekend?
Yeah, we got a lot of things done. You know, we went to Arkansas for a reason. 200 Bank, it's known as one of the fastest tracks in the country, and we got a lot of great results down there and got a couple of people into the national meet now, and that weren't previously on there. Did we get everything done? No, we did not. We have some more work to do in a couple of places. You know, with the MIAA coming up, I know we have a more than enough competition to get that done. And then we came back on Saturday, hosted a small meet here in Hughes Fieldhouse. It is our last chance. We love it. It's small. It's low pressure. It's easy to host, which I love. I'm about hosted out right now. I'm tired. And we got some amazing stuff done. And these guys sitting beside me here, just a fantastic job in that 3K, punching both their tickets to Nationals. It was awesome to watch. I mean, it was really fun. 3K is to run fast. You got to have everybody clicking off laps, and we had it set up. Coach Wick and his mad scientist coat on. It was awesome. These guys were incredible, and just rode the pain train right to a ticket to Nationals.
And so we talk a lot about school records, beat records, this and that, things like that kind of thrown out. So I think sometimes that gets lost on people, like, okay, they ran pretty fast. But you talk about riding the pain train. Grant, you set the school record in the 3,000 a little bit earlier in the year. And then not only do you come out and break your own record, but Drew also coming 4 seconds under that mark. Coach, when you're kind of looking at that, are you kind of feeling and talking with Coach Wick that we're going to do something pretty special this evening in that meet?
You know, you don't know. I mean, these guys, Grant said it earlier. He's like, I came into this meet and no one was here. It's like, where's the environment? Where's the energy? You know, am I good? Well, are we going to get this done? You know, you don't know. You don't know until the race is done. You look up at the scoreboard because you can be 95% done and not finish it, right? But it was incredible to watch them running so fast for so long and so perfectly. It was every lap. And it's a testament to the guys that help you know, lead them through a majority of that race. And they can go into details of that. But it was just incredible to watch.
Drew, for you, as you're coming in, and again, coming in at, what, 7:55 with a new personal best in the 3,000, what was that like for you as you're cruising right along? And Coach mentioned it, just everything kind of clicking right throughout that race.
Yeah, you're kind of trying not to think a lot. It hurts pretty bad, so you're just kind of trying to let your mind wander and just stare at the guys back in front of you. And luckily, Grant and our Pacers, you know, kept rolling, and all I really had to do was stare at their backs and try to hang on.
Whenever you mentioned kind of going out there and just kind of hurting throughout and being able to deal with that, do you find yourself, it's not kind of working into it, but are you kind of pushing yourself to a speed and like, I got to hold this throughout?
Yeah, it's kind of like, I guess once you get to that pace, you're just kind of running at that speed for the next couple K. And yeah, I guess our team makes it so easy to do when you're led for like 2K of the race by our Pacers. It's not even, you know, it's not even really the same thing, I'd say.
Grant, on your side of things too, coming through and winning that one, and it kind of seems like you brought the atmosphere yourself despite having such a small meet, but coming across and knowing that yourself and Drew, kind of a really good 1-2 punch heading to that conference meet,
to be able to win a conference title, it takes more than just winning, but having some depth throughout. Does that feel pretty good knowing that you've got guys like Drew and Riley and so many others that you're going to be right there alongside?
Yeah, I mean, to have that set up perfectly and, you know, give us the best opportunity to prove where we are in fitness, it couldn't have gone better. You know, we get to – it's not easy to just hop on a pace and ride it, and then you can start to race. But, you know, we're prepared for it, and it's all about reaction. You know, you get to a certain point in the race, and it's like you make or break. You give up, or you look at the person's back in front of you, and you don't let that distance go anywhere. So, I don't know. It's a culmination of everything we've done all season, and everybody, it seems, in every event is that we run is, you know, competing to win a conference championship, and that's just exciting, and you want to be a part of it.
Well, Coach, we're talking with some long-distance guys. You've got sprinters in here, hurdlers. It does feel like it. Every step, Northwest has someone competing and competing at a high level for you heading into a conference meet. Again, it's not necessarily about times at this point. It's beating that person next to you. Does it feel pretty good about we're pretty stacked? We can make some noise once we head or be at home this weekend.
Yeah, you know, we have the guys, right? And specifically talking about the guys' team since these fellas are here. But in every event, we have somebody that can win or push for the win. Not only that is all these guys are at the national meet, too. I mean, you go down the list, 60 hurdles, 60, 200, 400, 800, you know, 3K now with these guys. I mean, we're in a lot of events and a DMR 4x4. I mean, you go to the national meet, and we have someone competing all the time, which is an exciting place to be. You know, with this team, it's all about, and Drew said it a little bit ago, it is about the 22 of the 24. They're only with us 2 hours a day. It's a testament to who they are as people and as a team is, what are you doing in the other 22? Now, you can be great with me in 2 hours of the day, but if you're doing everything wrong outside of practice, then you're never going to succeed. And I'm glad that you've mentioned that, because I've said 22 of the 24 for years now, and that's more important than almost anything we do on the track. Obviously, you have to work out and you got to push yourself, but the rest and sleep, the food and choices that you make are the differences.
We're talking Bearcat indoor track and field, getting set for the MIAA championships at home this weekend. Head coach Brandon Masters, also Drew Atkins, Grant Bradley with us. Grant, we talked to you a lot throughout the cross-country season and put up some big numbers there coming into Northwest Missouri State this year, but also seeing it now, the indoor season, qualifying in the mile, the 3K, and DMR, I should say provisional mark so far in those three events. But what does this mean to you to, obviously, cross-country, and you left your mark there, and now you have a chance to come in and win multiple MIAA titles this weekend?
Yeah, it kind of goes to what I said during cross season. It's not unfortunately to be expected, but it's to be expected. And, you know, I hold myself to these standards, and I want to achieve these things. So everything I've checked off of the list, I planned on checking off of the list. Like, I wanted to qualify. I wanted to anchor that DMR, and I want to qualify in a 3K, and I want to get hardware in both, and not just any hardware. You know, we want to win something. So, yeah, I mean, during cross season, it was the same way. And, you know, I've gone a lot of my life not really enjoying cross country, so I was excited to get on the track, but, you know, now I'm going to miss it a little, having my last race on grass ever. But, I mean, you know, I love running in ovals, and I think we're gonna do some big things at conference and nationals.
Put up some great numbers. Are you gunning for Riley, though, in the school record of the mile?
Unfortunately, I will not get a stab at it. No mile at conference, and then not running at a nationals. Probably won't make it. I'm sitting like 26th, but even if I did, I don't think I'd run it. You know, we're going to run the DMR and the 3K, and it'd be tough to triple that. No, that's unfortunate. I'm going to be a 410 guy forever, unfortunately, on the T-first, but
that's all. That's still pretty impressive. That is impressive. And Drew, for you, cruising through the 3K over the weekend. Your 5K, crazy low at 14:05, your personal best. Not only do you have a chance to come in and compete for an MIAA title, but also compete for an MIAA indoor record. You're kind of flirting with that right there at that 14:05. Does that something creep into your mind, too, of obviously you want to win, but also that's kind of
something to leave your lasting legacy through at the MIAA.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what the record is, but, you know, depending on how the race goes, that, I mean, I'm not going to say if we're, like, 3K in and it looks good, I might just go, you know. But, yeah, I think that all depends on the circumstances of what happens during the race and, you know, how good I feel. A lot of things play into that, so.
I think it's about 14:04 and change. Justin, okay. I don't know if you want to know or not.
That's good to know. Good to know.
The wheels are turning over there. I can see it.
So we talked with Coach. It's about beating the guy next to you once you get to this point. But do you keep that clock in your mind a little bit or kind of see where you're at time-wise, even if you are leading the pack?
Yeah, a little bit, depending on, you know, there's still the chance to qualify for Nationals in the 5K. So, you know, depending on where we're at and what the time looks like halfway through the race, we might go for it or we might peel back. So it really depends on what's happening.
Northwest Missouri State hosting the MIAA Indoor Track and Field Championships this weekend, Friday through Sunday. Get out to Hughes Fieldhouse, check those out, and hopefully see the Bearcats bringing home an awful lot of hardware. So, guys, appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Northwest Missouri State head coach Brandon Masters with us. Also, senior Grant Bradley, junior Drew Atkins getting set for the MIAA meet. We'll take a break and be back with Northwest men's basketball on the Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for KXEV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXEV KRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Carlson Seed, a generational family business at the Iowa-Missouri line, offering DeKalb, Asgrow Seed, Custom Spraying, and Pivot Bio. To learn more, carlsonseed.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Kodeman in St. Joseph, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe Coaches Show. We're joined now by the head coach of the Northwest men's basketball team, Matt Keeling, along with the player off his squad in Marcus Glock. And coach, coming off a good week, a couple of road wins, a trip down to Tahlequah on Thursday to defeat Northeastern State, then finished it off with a good win against Arkansas Tech on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, road wins in our league, and both of those teams have been playing well, you know, even the week before, and so real quality for us, and feeling like, you know, some stuff kind of coming together all the way through. And so certainly more fun in the locker room afterwards and on the bus rides and such, as winning does. And you know, starting to get maybe, I don't want to say buy-in. I think our guys have been trying, you know, with all that stuff, but maybe a little bit of belief. And I felt good about it. I hope to keep the momentum going this week.
And really, the two wins, two completely different type of games, too. You look at a little more offensive game on Thursday and then a defensive matchup there on Saturday.
Yeah, and that's, it's, you know, obviously first time through the league and have been really familiar with it through the years, just growing up and around it. But so unique as to, you know, some of the teams that are so defensive-oriented and, you know, pace you know, oriented, and then some other teams that are just the opposite, and wide open and up and down and on any given night. And so felt that, I thought, a little bit on this trip between the Thursdays and Saturday.
Yeah, I thought on Saturday's matchup for that win over Arkansas, Fort Smith, it was a physical matchup. And there at one point, I was just kind of wondering if you're going to have enough players with so many players that got into a little bit of foul trouble early there.
Well, it was real obvious real early that there weren't going to be a lot of fouls called, and you know, I think the only two whistles in the first, you know, 12 minutes were just to give us the medias at 5 and 10, you know, just so we could go over there and have a timeout. But yeah, Marcus sitting next to me, I felt the wrath of that a little bit. He just got kind of Jimmy Chitwooded there a little bit, where they just held him on every single time he tried to move and cut, and then there was an explosion of bodies at one point that Marcus was a part of that, you know, he came out of there with the foul on and just trying to find the although it, I mean, it was consistent, which is what you always ask for. You know, that's the way it was throughout, and our guys did a nice job adapting and understanding that what it was, and you know, just kind of putting their head down and competing.
Now, Mark, just kind of talk about the physicality of that game Saturday, and from your standpoint, playing in a game so physical as that.
Yeah, you know, earlier out in the year, you know, I probably was lower on the scouting report, and teams obviously didn't want me to shoot wide open shots, but you know, they had other players really focus on. And throughout the year, I think my roles changed a little bit, and they know I'm obviously a shooter, so they, you know, aren't going to give me anything easy. So it did give me a reminding of, like, kind of when I was in high school, just being grabbed and held, and that's just how it's going to be.
I imagine, too, that's just part of making the adjustment to college basketball as well. It's getting the more film they have on you, the more that they can kind of game plan against you. So then, in turn, you've got to make some adjustments at this point of the season, too.
Yeah, I got to be better of being obviously physical defensively and offensively, but being better about putting on the floor, picking it up, and just not just being just a shooter. You know, there's a lot of different ways you can affect the game, and I think I got to do better at that.
No, Coach, we talked throughout the season about how many games that you've played where you're just so close to getting that big win, or doesn't that with the way that things have come together. But the past two games, I imagine it's nice to see the team get rewarded for the type of work they put in to get to this point this season.
For sure, and I thought we'd earned them too. I thought we played well, you know, for the most part. I mean, that's easy to say when you win, you know, like because it's results and sometimes just a habit of the moment or captive of the moment. But you know, I really thought, even going back the week before, you know, Pitt and obviously the start against Pitt was not awesome, but the last 30 minutes there we played pretty well. And then, you know, against Southern, you played well enough that we could have won. Not that we should have, but we're in the spot where we could have won the game. And you know, so it's been stringing together a little bit. You know, I've mentioned that I didn't love us in the Central Missouri game at home and the Central Oklahoma game on the road, a couple that we lost. But even some of the others that we lost, I felt like you could feel it. Like, man, we are close. We are playing right. We had a spell here, you know, whatever there. And we just went up another tick. You know, on this road trip where we played a little bit better defensively and a little bit more efficient offensively, and was the difference.
I think that's key, too. You talk about more efficient offensively. Turnovers have definitely gone down here the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mentioned, you know, Javion Byers obviously had a good weekend down there for us and scoring it, but he has given us some organization and stuff out of the, you know, point guard spot out there that has helped us. And you know, as much as anything, you know, hey, shots on goal. You know, we don't have a good enough percentage, you know, from twos and threes that if we give up too many possessions, either because of boards on their side of it or where we're turning it over, it starts becoming pretty problematic. And so we've raised our offensive rebounding. We've lowered our turnovers and has given us enough possessions that to be the difference.
Going into this final week of the regular season, a couple home games, Newman coming up on Thursday, then Emporia State on Saturday. And one of the things you always want to be doing at the end of the year, you've got a lot to play for in the last couple of games.
Yeah, we think that there's a lot to play for here. One, you always want to send the seniors off well, you know, that last home game and you know, playing at home on Thursday too. And you know, we believe there's some scenarios where we can get in the conference tournament and then be playing some of our best basketball at that point. You know, if we were to win on Thursday and Saturday, we'd be riding a win streak into that thing. And you know, Kansas City's a place that the Bearcats are familiar with and we're pretty familiar with. And so would love an opportunity to get in there. And so we're going to go try to earn that this week.
And Marcus, from your standpoint, with these last two games coming up at home, just talk a little bit about the fact that you've got a lot to play for this week and what that means to you as a player.
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously really super excited to obviously, hopefully send the seniors out well, but, you know, get two home wins is something we haven't been able to do yet so far. And just playing with a lot of confidence as a team and as an individual and just trying to go take care of business.
Now, you've got Newman on Thursday night. And one of the things that stands out to me, when you look at from a standpoint, they're a team that has a history of turning the ball over about 15 a game, but they're also very good on the offensive boards.
Yeah, that'll be obviously a battle. They have the ability to get rolling. You know, the Emporia State, nice victory against them here recently, and you know, just like any college basketball team, you know, if they see it go in, then momentum can build. And so we're going to have to do a good job, you know, defensively to start with. And they play a lot of guards on the floor. So matchups will be critical as we go out and try to size it up. But, you know, on the flip side of it, they got to guard us on the other side. And so getting ready to head from here to practice this afternoon. Had a good one yesterday and some film and be on the floor. And, you know, we're a little banged up here late in the year like a lot of teams are. So we'll get in what we need and get out of there see if we can't get it taken care of there on Thursday.
And then on Saturday, Emporia State, they are a team that it seems like it's been almost a full season ago since you've seen Emporia State back in early December, I believe. And a lot of basketball has been played between then and now for both teams here.
Yeah, they're playing a lot better, too. I mean, I think we're playing better. I think they're playing better. Two totally different teams in some ways. You know, obviously, coach's first year with them, too. And yeah, we had different guys. Spencer was playing back then and some other guys. And so our rotation is different. Their rotation is different. Hopefully will be an important one on Saturday.
And Marcus, as you go into this final week, one of the things you talked about earlier about the threes, leading the team in three-point shooting right now, imagine that's something that you feel pretty good about, just the threes that made that you've had so far this year.
Yeah, you know, obviously I've always told a story of I couldn't buy a shot to save my life the first few games, but over the season, you know, I've went from, you know, making a lot to, you know, making a few a game versus just – nothing really. So I'm just trying to continue to be consistent because I feel like that's the most important thing, and just go out there and be confident.
All right. Well, a couple of good games at home coming up. It's nice to be at home and nice to finish up the regular season at home here.
And all of a sudden the sun's out, right?
Oh, man.
And
awesome.
The weather's turned, and it feels like
Nebraska
feels like
weather, baby.
The good life.
Yep.
Well, I think Nebraska, it's not for everyone.
No, it is not for everyone.
That's a good point. All right. Well, again, it's great having you both with us here on the show here today.
All right, thanks.
Again, Marcus Glock from the Bearcat men's basketball team, as well as the head coach of the Bearcats, and Matt Keeley. That'll do it for our show here this afternoon. For Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Pizza Ranch.